Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So from that, Jeremy, I was waiting for the routes to develop. They did a great job with the pass rush. So what's the biggest issue? Takes too long to develop the routes or not enough protection up front? I'm almost hearing two issues there.
Well, I mean, if you go back to when we talked to Ken McCusick, he actually said that the offensive line didn't grade out as bad as everybody thought. So maybe these were more of, if you want to call them, coverage sacks and force you to hold onto the ball a little bit longer. Lamar's one of those guys, because he can make such great plays and extend plays, he'll wait on that. Yeah. I mean, that's why when you look at, we talk about ADOT, your average depth of target and where they're throwing the football. Like when you look at certain guys' numbers, you'll see that they're averaging like 5.5 yards per pass. And you're going, well, that's a lot of underneath stuff, obviously, right. Because you're going to take the really short stuff and then the incompletes and all those things and add it all in. Lamar's production from an efficiency standpoint last year was the best we've ever seen in the league. So they're throwing the football downfield.
Yeah.
I mean, they're throwing the football down the field, and yeah, it's the give and take of it. You're going to get sacked sometimes. I think a couple of those sacks were probably Lamar's fault for just
holding
on to
it. I think it happens pretty often, actually.
Yeah.
The fact that the difference is he was sacked in this game. I think a lot of times he puts himself in danger and escapes. So you don't notice it. But I do. I always look. I hate to question these coaches because then they'll, you know, you do the same thing sometimes with players. Like, you don't know. Yeah, okay. But I don't understand when you have a quarterback like Lamar and someone like Zay Flowers that you're not doing the same thing that the Chiefs do. Mm-hmm. Where you get the ball, bang, get the ball, bang. You just out of the hand quickly. Like, don't give him time to do anything. You can't protect him now. So how about let's avoid the pass rush by not letting him get, as soon as they're out of their stance, you're done. The ball's out of his hand.
I mean, one of the things
I don't get it.
You'd always hear is like you want to throw where the pressure's coming from because
yeah.
less people
there's
in the area.
Yes.
You throw to where they're blitzing. They're blitzing from the right side. I want to throw that way. Get them upfield and with easy screen passes.
Mm-hmm. I think Ken McCusick alluded to that as well. You know, some quicker developed routes, some quick slants, some skinny posts. We didn't see any of those. I didn't see any of those.
Even with all that being said, the offense still wasn't the problem. Like, I brought it up on Monday. I wonder how many times someone's been sacked 7 times or more and scored 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's not like you're rattled, you're hit, like you're getting blown out at that point.
Although,
and that's
Joe Burrow.
That's
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is getting sacked a lot and come back up and drop points on people.
Okay, Jeremy and Ed, okay, the offense wasn't the problem. We agree to that. But could the offense have done more?
Yes.
The name of the game is to win the game.
Yes.
The offense wasn't a problem, but it could have done more. And it could have done more by what you alluded to, Ed. Do something else.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not working.
Change it up, man. You see that the Lions have a fierce pass rush. Negate it. Do something to counter it. Like, just don't keep dropping. What I don't quite get, and I hope it's not happening, is sometimes I feel like Lamar is being put into
win the game for us.
The same box he was when he came up, almost, where they want to kind of flip the script on that, where he was a running quarterback. You know, now I feel like they're making him into a drop back passer. I don't see a lot of options with him. I don't see a lot of carries with him anymore, which is something it kind of bothers me. Where, you know, his running ability is real, like. I don't quite understand why you wouldn't just let him. I'm talking about design runs.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing nearly as many as I have in the past. Yeah.
You think that's intentional?
He's got 15 attempts this year.
You think that's intentional?
Yes.
You think they're trying to protect him, trying to save him?
I think they're trying, yes. And they're trying to, you know, relying on his arm, which is fine. He's become a great passer. But he shouldn't have 15 rushing attempts.
Well, Troy Aikman brought that up on Monday night. That,
did he?
You know, the transition from the running quarterback, and as you get older, you want to dial some of that back. You want to take.
Saw Steve Young do it.
Yeah. And I think it's just, it's a part of the process in this league of longevity. But as Joe was telling me, Joe Burrow won a playoff game getting sacked 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
He's only the second quarterback to win a playoff game getting sacked 8 or more times. But they won 19-16 in that game. Like, you know, it's, it does seem weird to me that you get hit that many times, you're still putting up points. He did have a lot of yards in the game, but, you know, some of that's to be expected when you throw it 50 times.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I was talking to one of my coworkers about this. I was telling him, like, maybe they should just activate the two running backs in the backfield, maybe, like, go out of the pistol and just have Mitchell and keep Mitchell and Derrick Henry out the backfield, so that way it keeps the defense guessing, so you never know if they're going to run or if they're going to throw a pass to Mitchell out the backfield. And I think they are preserving Lamar, because it was a couple times I was watching that game that night, I was like, Lamar could have took off, but I just think that he's not going to waste his body for a week three game. Like, it's no point. It's just no point. Of, like, if they catch the L, they catch the L.
So he can do it for a week 10 game?
Yeah, that's that to me, I doubt that's Lamar's mindset.
So a game against the Lions counts less than a game against the Bengals down the road?
That's not Lamar's mindset.
I also don't like that mindset, where the whole thing where, you know, the games later in the season count more than games at the beginning. They don't.
You know what you want, Ed? You don't want the games later in the season have to count.
Right. You don't want the last two to count at all.
You want to have it wrapped up by then. I doubt very seriously that's Lamar Jackson's mindset.
No.
Steve in Perry Hall. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Ed touched
on it, right? He made a comment that, you know, in the beginning, Lamar was at, you know, flip the script, running quarterback, and now maybe they're trying to make him, you know, more of a pocket passer. All I know, guys, is we've been talking about this all week. They're averaging 37 points a game, and it's a small sample size, but they're on pace to score over 600 points, and they're 1-2.
Yeah.
The defense is clearly the problem. Don't know what it is, and I can't blame Harbaugh, but what I can say about Harbaugh is I just wonder if, one, he's a special teams guy, so he's not an expert on either side of the ball, offense or defense, and number two, is he too dedicated to his coordinators for them to do their thing rather than interjecting late in games and saying, hey, we need to do this? Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
Well, first of all, let me say this again. We keep looking at who's to blame. No, the offense is not to blame, but as I asked earlier, could the offense do more? Yes. You don't do your job and look back at the other side of the ball and say, we did our job. We lost because you didn't do it. No. You look, if you're honest with yourself, you say, you know what? We did score 30-something points. But these are the plays we left on the field where we could have scored more and still won the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what competitors do, number one. I'm so tired of hearing John Harbaugh is a special teams guy. Ed, you and I were law enforcement guys.
Yes.
What are we now?
Yeah.
We're radio guys now.
And you know how
then I was a radio guy. Then I learned how to do so.
Yeah.
So he can't evolve. So all these years, John Harbaugh can't be learn either side of the football.
So hold on.
You know how long it took me to get past that criticism when I started with this? What do you know? I don't even understand what you're talking about. People say, what do you know about sports? Same as you. What do you do? Drive a truck for a living? I know exactly what you know. So.
So this means you guys shouldn't be frisking me when I come in the morning?
No.
We only do it because you ask us to.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's true.
I don't know why you told me the other day to go slower.
Make sure you get every crevasse. There might be something in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.